This is a CKTZ News Update. Cortez Creations specializes in health and natural skincare products on rural Cortez Island. Owner Leslie McMumford felt inspired to donate to a marine conservation group helping to clean up the Pacific Ocean of debris after her teenage sons heard a high school presentation. But she didn't have any extra cash to contribute. That was in 2013, and undeterred, she and her sons Manuel and Marino brainstormed to create 10,000 Whales, an offshoot of Cortez Creations, which has been producing crafts like cards and artwork, along with whale and ocean motif designs for Cortez Creations products. 50% of the profits are now donated to marine conservation initiatives. After gradually amassing revenue from those sales, 10,000 Whales recently sponsored a beach cleanup organized by the Environmental Stewardship and Education Organization, Friends of Cortez Island, thanks to a $500 donation. McMumford describes how 10,000 Whales came to be and how it evolved to put intention into action.
In 2013, my boys came home from high school, very excited about a young man from Holland, who is starting a program called The Ocean Cleanup, which is an incredible initiative to clean up some of the massive garbage that's floating around in the Pacific Ocean. And they were looking for funds, which I really didn't have any to donate. And the boys and I came up with this idea called 10,000 Whales. And our initiative was to create 10,000 pieces of art or some kind of craft project, of which 50% of the profits would be donated to some form of ocean cleanup effort or education around that. So that was in fall. And after the Christmas markets, we managed to raise just about 500 Canadian dollars, which went to the ocean cleanup project. And my other business called Cortez Creations was a perfect venue because some of the sewn items I make, eye masks, etc., I could choose fabrics with ocean-themed images on them, or whales in particular. And some of the photographs that my sons have taken became cards that sold very well. Over the last few years, I've managed every year, I just tally up what the 10,000 Whales has generated. And the last two donations have been to Friends of Cortez Island. And this is the first beach cleanup that we've been able to sponsor here on Cortez Island. So I'm very grateful to all the people who've supported 10,000 Whales and bought the products so that we could actually make the donations.
And do you have a goal for the total number or quantity of money you hope to raise?
Not necessarily the money per se, but the number of items that we're making. So yesterday I was labeling some of the craft projects and we were just about 5,300. So just over the halfway mark, which was really exciting.
And where are these products available?
So here at Hollyhock, we're sitting at Hollyhock Beach in the craft store that they have here, the local store. And at the Cortez Food Co-op, there's some of the sewn products there. And at the Squirrel Cove Craft Store, as well as online. So basically through my website or people who've bought an item who are inspired by the project itself. They've emailed and there's been some wedding orders or Christmas orders. So it's been really fun to support the project through people's desire to help.
It must feel like you're actually being active and contributing to the environmental benefit for the planet. You're actually doing something practical that is making a difference.
Well, in a small way, and I think that's what's so fun. It started with a seed of an idea and blossomed into something that has been a great fun project to do, mostly by myself, but certainly with the support of my boys, either their artwork or them designing the logo, doing some write-up and their encouragement, and certainly my husband's help in lugging totes of stuff around or whatnot. So it's been a really exciting project to be a part of.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada, and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.